Welcome, everybody, to Wolfgar Wednesdays. We are finally back. We have a podcast we're putting out. Finally, right, guys? All right, so this recording, or this podcast, was from a couple weeks ago when we were on our way to Dragon Con. It's taken me a couple weeks to kind of recover and get all my stuff together and get this out there, but yes, it was from a couple weeks at Dragon Con, and it's me and James and a few other people kind of discussing conventions in general, our favorite conventions, the ones we started out at, how those different things went about, how conventions have kind of transformed for us. So hit some audio on just conventions in general. I'm apologizing now for the kind of bad audio. We were driving in James's truck down to Dragon Con as we were recording this. So there's lots of traffic sounds. There's lots of static. There's lots of just, our voices don't even sound that great. Not that I know if it sounds this great right now. Still working on all that. I'm rambling. But anyways, so sorry about the bad quality. Hopefully you can get through it. Hopefully you listen. Hopefully you take something out of it. But we're going to just get on into it. So once again, we're back, Wolfgar Wednesdays, and we're talking conventions.
What's your favorite link?
My favorite link is Link to the Past.
Link to the Past.
Link to the Past.
Which one was that?
Audio,
you caught me.
Yeah. Try again, okay.
We're back for Wolfgar Wednesdays.
Wolfgar
Wednesdays. It actually is Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday, yeah. That's what.
Are we going to actually do a Wolfgar Wednesday on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, while we're driving to Dragon Con.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing. But yeah.
That's why we have time, since we're driving 8 hours.
Testing some audio out, so give me 1 second. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. So what are we talking about today, James? You know what I think we should talk about? We're currently on our way to Dragon Con.
Yeah, we are.
But we go to a lot of conventions. I want to first talk about how conventions have kind of, say, transformed since your first convention till now. Like, the things you actually do at them, and, like, I'm sure at your first convention you did things totally different than you do at conventions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, like, what was your first convention? And, like, what were you going there for? Like, one of your first ones that you remember?
My first convention in costume. I've gone to conventions.
Yeah, let's say costume, because I know, I believe you said Origins you went to as a kid to play games and things like
that.
Yeah,
I used to play, I'll just tell you the whole story.
Okay.
I used to play Magic the Gathering when I was a kid, like when I was like 10 or 11. My parents would drop me and my friends off at Origins over in Ohio, and we just, like, you know, chill the whole time. And then I played Warhammer 40K, so we went to Adepticon for a while, and that's a fun con, but it's also just a tournament, like a big gaming tournament.
What games are you playing? Sorry, I might have just missed that. Warhammer, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then, you know, that was good, because they always had a big team tournament, so you could play like 4 people on your team, and I was always big into playing team tournaments.
A big team guy.
Yeah, man, you have to have a team, just in general. I'm definitely not a lone wolf, if you will. So, what else? Okay, so then I, you know, stopped going to conventions for a while, went to college, and did that. Actually, I mean, I went to Adepticon when I was in college, and then I actually graduated college, and then started having parties, or maybe, I don't know, I started having a superhero party. Once I had the superhero party, like third or fourth one, somebody was like, hey, those Gears of War costumes you made are convention-worthy, quote-unquote, right? And I was like, what do you mean convention-worthy? And they're like, oh, yeah, people wear costumes to conventions. And I don't even know if they called it time cosplay. Like, I'm sure the cosplay was a word at that point, but the person that was explaining it to me I don't know, he said it was cosplay. Well, I mean, I couldn't look at it on TV because they weren't invented yet, yeah. But, let's see.
Yeah, that Gears of War.
Yeah, that Gears of War was way ahead of my time.
The rocks.
I was way ahead of my time on that Gears of War thing. People were like, what's Gears of War? But, yeah, no, so we had fun. We went to Wizard World Chicago, I think it was 2010, maybe 2011, which we actually just got back from another one, Wizard World Chicago last weekend. But yeah, me and my friend Joe Fowler both dressed up in Gears of War costumes, and we had another one. Two of my other friends and I made three for the superhero party, but Joe borrowed one and I wore mine. We went up and we had a lot of fun. I met a lot of people. I actually met a lot of people then that I now know as like really good friends, but I just like ran into them when I got like pictures with them. Like Freddie Nova and Scott Whipple and just a lot of other people that I had met that time.
So Joe Fowler, yeah. Because I know Joe as well, like he's big into comics and all sorts of stuff.
Yes.
So besides the cosplaying with you, because I know he cosplays from time to time or whatever.
Right.
But that first convention, were you guys doing other things too? Like, was he going to look for comics, or were you buying merch, or like other things besides the initial cosplay, or has it always just been? Because your style now, I feel like, is you just go and have a good time and cosplay, and you don't really care about like the things that are being sold as much and those types of things that are celebrities and things. So what kind of was the feeling back then, or what were you guys actually doing besides the cosplay?
Same. He didn't, like, Joe always liked doing Comic Cons for like going to like dig through bins, comic book bins and stuff like that. He was into that kind of classic Comic Con stuff. But when we went to Wizard World that weekend, or that day, that time, my wife was in costume. She was Aphrodite 9. So Kyra was there, was in Aphrodite 9. We bought my roommate at the time named Sam, and she wore Underworld. She wore like Kate Beckinsale's costume, you know, and I made props for her and built a big gun for my wife, and basically we had lots of fun doing that. And then so it was those two girls and me and Joe, and me and Joe were Gears of War. And yeah, we literally went for one day, just hung out in costume, had a blast. Everybody, like, not everybody, but you know, tons of people came up to us, really liked our costumes, and I was hooked, right? And I was actually especially hooked when I got home that night, like that night from a Saturday, we just went for a day trip. And I look up on the internet, just like Chicago, Wizard World Chicago, like pictures or costume, or maybe it was Gears of War or something. But I found a picture of myself that was that like Ron Liddell had uploaded, and I didn't know it all, nothing like that, but he had uploaded like same day, and it was a black and white picture of myself. And I just remember thinking that was like, not only was the day super cool, but I was blown away by the fact that like somebody had randomly seen my costume and thought it was cool enough to like take a picture of it and put on the internet and all that other stuff. And the kids always like, we have some of my favorite pictures of that day. Sorry, I'm talking a lot right now, but
no, you're fine.
But like some kid, I have some pictures of like little Deadpools, like, you know, interacting with us as Gears of War. We're all just like having a blast and having a great time. And it was one of those perfect storms. I had a lot of fun with it. And literally, I've never wanted to do anything other than that at a convention since.
Sweet. So, just curious, because as you were talking, I was thinking of this.
Yeah.
So, that gun you built for Aphrodite, is that the one that's in your bathroom downstairs? It's signed by, is that Stan Lee that signed
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Is that same gun?
Yeah, so, not that one,
no?
Actually.
What gun is that?
That one was Aphrodite's costume, but that's when we brought Aphrodite back.
Oh, it was at a C2E2?
Yeah,
C2E2. At one point?
So, okay. We went as Aphrodite in the darkness at C2E2 when we brought that back. It was the same weekend that she went as Hawk Girl, and I was...
Okay, so the convention I met you guys at. Okay.
Yeah, that convention.
Awesome. Yeah, because, yeah, you guys did, she did do Aphrodite again. How did you get Stanley's autograph? Did someone pay to go in line and get it, or did you see him randomly?
No, Bill Haga was running the,
this is a personal question for myself, because I see that every time I try to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, Stanley's line is gone. I realize, I think, someone wrote Stanley on this gun.
Stanley definitely signed that gun. So we were in, it was like Friday of C2E2, and we were in Aphrodite and, the Darkness, and Bill, we went over to like say hi to Bill, and he was working the Marvel booth. He's like, hey, you know, do you guys want, I have extra tickets to like, you know, have something signed by Stan Lee. So he literally just like handed us each two tickets, and we got in the very back of the line and went through and met Stan Lee. It was pretty awesome. I'm never really like into celebrities too much, but Stan Lee is Stan Lee, right?
Yeah,
so that was cool. I had my full Darkness mask on when I met him, and he just told me I looked scary. And he signed my Darkness glove, like one of my gauntlets. And then my wife went through and he signed her big like BFG gun.
That's cool. Because I was asking, like, I know you don't like to go buy things from vendors or like necessarily go pay to meet the celebrities and stuff. So that's why I was curious how you got it signed. Because I'm like, that doesn't seem like something James would do. Like, pay for a Stanley like autograph or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, they're the story, man.
The only ever picture I've paid for any celebrity was I went halvesies with Nightmage at Indiana PopCon or something like that, where the creator of Ninja Turtles was there, and Nightmage had his Shredder, and I had my Casey Jones.
Oh, and me and you. Oh, that's some wild stuff. Yeah. We're going to pause the podcast here. We're in the car right now, and we got a phone call. All right, we're back. Sorry.
Yeah, so...
James received a phone call because Watney has to pee right now.
Yeah, Watney's in the other car and apparently has to pee, so we're going to pull over.
Yeah, so sorry about all the feedback as well on this, or if it sounds terrible. You might not have even made it this far because the audio is so terrible, but we'll move along. This is still a good conversation we're having, right? So, also I thought of another one that, I don't know if you paid or we jumped in on or whatever, but we were Ewoks and we got a picture of Princess Leia too.
Oh, with Carrie Fisher?
Yeah,
I know. That was, I think I've had...
And I have my mask on the whole time in her.
Two pictures with celebrities, one which was the one I went in with Nightmage, and then the other one was the one with Carrie Fisher. And the one with Carrie Fisher cracks me up for lots of different reasons. But yeah, I didn't pay for that one. We just like, they had already made it.
Hopped in with some people, yeah.
We hopped in with them, because they were Ewoks. It was,
But yeah, the whole time James was terrified because we saw people leaving from meeting Carrie Fisher and they were covered in glitter. And
yes.
James absolutely hates glitter. So when he saw that, he was about to not even go to the photo op because he's like, I do not want to get glitter bombed by Carrie Fisher. So
no, I mean,
he was kind of like tweaking in
line. That's fine. That might be the most nervous I've ever been at a convention.
Yeah, so we'll
and not because I was meeting her, but I didn't want to get glitter. Get fucking CD burning, man. I know how that shit goes.
They're gonna put them all on an island with
them. Yeah, like the movie The Island?
Yeah, we're talking clones now.
Yeah.
Podcast. So, if you had a clone, a pet clone, what would you name your pet clone?
A pet clone? First of all, my clone wouldn't be my pet,
yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, that's kind
of
hard.
I feel like I would be mad, and since my clone would be me, my clone would be mad at being called a pet. I'm just saying.
Well, have you seen that, I was going to say that John Wick movie, the Keanu Reeves movie, where he clones his family because they die?
It sounds like it's going to end poorly, but...
It was a messed up movie. There was a recent one.
No, I've not seen that. I've heard about it.
Hot. But yeah. Anyways, clones.
Clones.
Alright, what were we talking about before?
Not clones.
We're talking about conventions and stuff. And so how your convention life has transpired. But basically it sounds like your first convention is how your last convention has been. Chicago 2009 was the exact same as Wizard Chicago 2019. That's 10 years of conventions have been the same for you.
No,
you just go out there and cosplay, and that's all you do, right?
Yeah, well, this last Wizard World, I actually didn't get to cosplay hardly at all. Like, I was in the booth the whole time. I was either running workshops, doing panels, or like, running the booth. And I, you know, I got in the costume 2 days out of the four, and those 2 days, I mean, I was backward star, or missing star Captain America, and stars on my back Captain America, where I didn't know it was.
Okay, so it went from more, sounds like, pleasure of cosplaying to
not necessarily
it's not pleasurable anymore, but you're more of like a work thing where you're doing panels and you're doing workshops, and it's kind of transpired into more, I don't know, a business like thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a business like thing. It used to be
just for fun.
I mean, we'd go up for the day and rock that out, and I mean, it's fun now, don't get me wrong, it's still super fun. I feel like it's the way that a lot of people I know in cosplay land have evolved, right? They're all, most people who have done it, who are still in it, and they've been doing it for a while, they've moved on to, like, maybe they're an artist now, or maybe they, you know, have a band as well, or maybe they play, like, D&D in costume, or something. They, like, you know, they've expanded it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Not everybody.
Rachel. You want to talk about your first... Oh, yeah, we have... Oh, we can Rachel. Do you want to talk about your first convention or where you went? Because you went to conventions way before James when you were a child.
I can't remember exactly what my first one was. Because my mom started taking me and my brother when I was, like, 6 years old.
6 years old, she was going to conventions. That wasn't you, though. Or was your origins at six?
Do what?
James. No?
No, I was 10.
And you were you dressing up as 6 years old, Rachel?
I was dressing up, but it was never, like, necessarily cosplay. Like, I wasn't dressing up as a character. I would just, like, wear stuff I thought was cool or that I wanted to wear at the time. Like, walk the vendor hall, my mom would buy me, like, a pair of, like, cat ears with a tail. And I was super into Cheetah Girls, so I had, like, a bunch of cheetah print one year and then bought, like, cheetah print ears and tail. Just wore a bunch of cheetah print stuff, basically. And my mom's friends were joking, saying that I was cosplaying Cheetara.
Oh, nice. And I hear that this weekend at Dragon Con, you're going to do some type of cheetah cosplay. Is that correct?
Yes. DC's cheetah. I've been wanting to dig up the pictures of me when everyone was joking about me being Cheetara and just, like, do, like, a cosplay comparison.
Yeah, like, when you do this cheetah, DC's cheetah. Yeah, that'd be crazy. You should do a side-by-side. You would cheetah as... How old were you then?
Probably like 8 when I did that.
Wow. I can't remember what I was doing when I was 8. It's crazy. So what was that con that you... The cons you used to go to?
Well, for the longest time, the only one I went to was Archon in St. Louis. It's a sci-fi fantasy convention that's been going on for like 50 years now.
Yeah, that, and is that one of your favorite cons now, or what are some of your favorite cons? Because I know, and I've spoken to you before, you really love Archon, and you're going to be missing it this year.
I am. I'm super bummed. It's the first Archon I've missed in probably, like, a decade, honestly.
Yeah, so what besides Archon, are some of your favorite cons?
Definitely Dragon Con. Ever since that first year, I don't want to miss out again.
I hear that from a lot of people. Not everyone, but a lot of people. There's a few people we know that are like, oh, it wasn't for me, but most people are like, I'm never going to miss again, kind of thing. And they get really bummed if they do miss a year. What about Dragon Con do you really enjoy?
The atmosphere. I feel like it's a good convention. Just, like, the people and everything are really good. Everyone's pretty chill and laid back. It's a good place to make a lot of new friends.
All right, back to James, though. What is, because you, this is going to be your fifth year, I think, for Dragon Con. Is that what we're trying to calculate up, we think?
Yeah, fifth. I think it's fifth in a row, yeah.
What is your favorite part about, what's your favorite thing about Dragon Con as a whole? And then after that, what advice do you give for Skillipa back here that's never been to Dragon Con?
Oh, yeah, give advice.
So whatever you want to throw in there.
Advice,
yeah,
this time.
Yeah, talk about Dragon Con a little bit.
Yeah, oh, no, okay. So Dragon Con, I love Dragon Con for lots of different reasons. Rachel touched on some really good points there. I like it, one, for the atmosphere, two, because the people are all, like, most people are in costume, right? And I've always considered myself, like, first and foremost, a cosplayer and, like, a fan of costumes, right? Like, at Wizard World this past weekend, I was just all about, like, seeing all these awesome costumes that people would come up with. And that's what I go to conventions for. Not just to costume up myself, but to see all these costumes. So Dragon Con, it is off the chain and usually just a whole different level of costumes. And at night, everybody's in costume as well. So most conventions end at, like, I don't know, somewhere from like 5 o'clock to like 8 or 9 o'clock. And then people just kind of get in plain clothes, and maybe they go to an after party or something or whatever, and there might be a few people in costume. But at Dragon Con, literally people are going out at 10 or 11 o'clock at night in a brand new costume that they've changed into. It's like their third or fourth one. And they're all, a lot of them at night are interactive costumes. You'll see people doing skits and passing out like random stuff. I mean, my first Dragon Con I ever went to, I went and we were the Tremors guys, which we're actually bringing back this year. And I think it was like the second night of Dragon Con, we went out and we were, you know, acting like Tremors guys, and then we started playing paper, rock, scissors for like random things, and I won a beer on the floor of the Marriott in a paper, rock, scissors game from a random stranger that I would love to know who that dude was, because it was awesome.
All right. Is anyone else think he's saying it wrong? People say paper, rock, scissors. Oh, it's supposed to be rock, paper, yeah, scissors.
Hey, speaking of things that I'm very weird on, right? For whatever reason, I think I was taught wrong as a joke from my grandmother. But I say paper, rock, scissors, which no one else says.
It makes sense, though, because they beat each other in that order, right? Because rock doesn't beat paper, and paper doesn't beat scissors, so it'd be backwards. So you do say it right.
I don't think
you've been saying it wrong the whole time.
Everybody says, what, rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
And I just have always said paper, rock, scissors.
I'm going to start changing the paper, rock, scissors, because it makes more sense now when I think about it.
Oh, by the way, if you do that, everyone will make fun of you. Legitimately, every time I say it, people are like, what the hell? What did you just say?
I was trying to look at skill book because you gave it weird. Like, I don't know if it was about you saying that or what you were saying, but I was like, I got to ask.
I thought it was funny that you won a beer.
Yeah, okay.
A random person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what kind of beer was it?
It was a good beer. We had wagered on one of our shitty, like, Coors Light beers. Don't get me wrong, Coors Light's amazing.
Whoa, you're never going to get the sponsorship saying that kind of stuff.
I love Coors Light, anyway.
Wow.
But we had wagered...
Sorry, Coors Light.
No, actually, you know what I need to do? I need to pick up some Ice House, because every year I always get Ice House 40s.
Whoa.
And because they're in plastic bottles, so I can roll around with one Ice House 40, drink that, then refill it with other beer or water, and just be good the entire time.
Or you can just fill, like, a giant 64 ounce.
Yeah. We were tangenting all over the place, but you've listened to our podcast before, maybe, and this is what we do.
No, forget Ice House. Get some of that Daddy Light.
we were just at the gas station.
Daddy Ice, sorry, not Daddy Light. Daddy Ice.
We were just at the gas station, and we looked at, like, the cooler full of beer, and they have a, what was it? Natty Daddy?
Daddy Ice. It was Natty Light. It was...
Natty it was Daddy. Called Natty Daddy. Yeah.
Or maybe it was Natty Daddy.
It was definitely called Natty Daddy, which was like, I think it was Coors, but not Coors Light. Whatever.
I like Daddy Ice better.
Natty Ice or Natty Light. But it was just called Natty Daddy.
It sounds like it should be a seltzer alcohol.
That's why I was looking at it. I thought it might have been their version of it, but I don't think it was. It might have been. Who knows?
But yeah, so Ice House is a staple for my Dragon Con for whatever reason.
Just because he used to get like King Cobras or something else, but then like all he could find is Ice House one time, I think. I think that's what it is.
All I could find was Ice House in plastic 40s.
Yeah, they stopped making.
Yeah, the plastic.
Yeah, you can't be walking
around. And the big mouth, because you got to be able to refill it with other things.
And he has a big mouth.
Yeah, definitely. But that's what you can expect kind of from Dragon Con.
So that's advice for Skillipa, is to get a Natty Ice? What kind of advice you got? I know you were still talking on what's great about Dragon Con.
No, that's... I also like... And something else about Dragon Con, real quick, is it is a normal con as well during the day. So everybody's always like, oh, it doesn't really look like it's for me. Actually, I was talking to Thousand Faces last weekend. And they were like, oh, well, party's not really our scene, right? I mean, they enjoy, like, a good time and hanging out, but they're not really big in drinking and partying. And I was like, hey, man, like, Dragon Con is just as good, if not better than any other con or most other cons, even if you took away the like, party aspect of it. Right?
Yeah, there's some great costumes. Yeah, tons of amazing costumes. There's a great costume contest. There's all sorts of sites. You can go to the aquarium. You can do all sorts of types of things. Yeah, they have a big old parade. So, if you go to this bed early every night, too, it could be a great time as well.
Yeah.
To do it right.
Yeah, I mean, my favorite time of night is at night, probably around like 10 or 11 o'clock at night on the Marriott floor, but that's not everybody's like that. So a couple other pieces of advice. Yeah, make DragonCon whatever you want it to be, right? Because it's a 24-hour con. If you want to go to a, 2 a.m. rave, then plan for it and just go for that 2 a.m. rave, right? You can sleep during the day, whatever you need to do. So you can kind of make it your own. The other thing about it is there are a shit ton of people, like legitimately shit ton of people. So be aware that anywhere with that big of a crowd, there's going to be assholes. There's going to be people who are not nice and not considerate. So you're going to run into those people. You're also going to run into people who chuck chairs off of balconies, right? And every year something that happens, and it's a total 100 billion percent chance. No, it's awful. It's terrible.
That happened 2 years ago. Did anything happen this past year?
This past year, I didn't hear much about it, but every year before then, that's happened. But if you see somebody, like, dangling something over or chucking something over, you definitely need to pull out your phone and take a picture of that asshole, because that's awful. They need to get out of there, for sure.
But anyway.
Yeah, no, it's... Well, I mean, that's one of those things you hear about for Dragon Con. But there are just a lot of people. Know your exits. There's almost always like a lot of actual exits right outside the hotels.
Yeah.
Because it's not at a con. It's only in hotels.
The goal is tonight, what we do is we take the newbies, the people that haven't been there around everywhere, so you get a lay of the land. Because you're going to want to know where to get in places.
Yep.
Like where certain hotels are, because it's such a big con and so many people that if we tell you we're somewhere, it's going to be really hard to find them if you just, like, look up, oh, this hotel's there, and you don't know the lay of the land. So, like, you can lose someone for a whole day if, like, you can't get a hold of them and find places, because it's so big and there's so many people.
Yeah.
So we'll give you a good walkthrough of, like, all the different hotels possibly tonight, or I've done it before, like, to tomorrow. Other people. Yeah, or tomorrow.
And we need to show them where those free snacks are, right? Like, you know the sandwich place where they make PB&J sandwiches for free?
What?
Oh, yeah, I found out about that last year.
I've heard about that, but I've also heard that people can never find it, or that's like this like secret.
You found it?
I know where it is.
Yes.
All right, I will show
you. I saw they're giving a bunch of free boba tea out or something.
Sorry.
Somewhere.
Sorry, podcast listeners.
I don't know.
I can't tell you about it because it's a super secret location.
Yeah, or else they'll run out and we won't get any. So sorry, podcast.
No, they're pretty awesome people. Last year I met the lady who
the podcast listeners. Or well, the lady that makes
podcast listeners are also awesome, but yeah. So no, remind me when we go on like the whole newbie tour either tonight or tomorrow. Remind me about that one. I definitely will show you.
Yeah, I want to find the PBJ place.
Yeah. Also, don't take candy from strangers, especially at Dragon Con. Okay, and that's a.
What
just
if
a
someone offers
rule.
Me Mentos and they're dressed as Mad Max?
That would be what I made that mistake of being Mentos Max. And I was wondering why, like, half the people looked at me like I was a crazy person when I offered them a Mentos. I just had normal Mentos. But they were all relatively smart people, the ones that didn't take them, because, yeah. I mean, that's a rule at any convention, really, not just Dragon Con.
Yeah, that's the same with, like, drinks. People offer drinks.
Yeah, same thing with drinks, for
unless
sure.
Unless they're, like, clothes or, like, cans and stuff.
And even then, like... Yeah. If you don't know the person, you probably don't want to have a drink from them. But there's a lot of drink sharing and that sort of thing. Buddy system's very important. Don't go anywhere really alone. There are a lot of, like, lack of better term, bums that are outside. Most of them are pretty harmless, but we've had a couple of them come at us for, like, random hollering at people in costume and random stuff like that. So that's something to worry about for Dragon Con.
And you're still in Atlanta. You're not just, like, at a convention that is just, like, not...
Yeah.
Yeah, on its own island. You're still in Atlanta, so when you leave the hotels and things like that, you're on the streets of Atlanta with the everyday people walking around, too. Even though the Dragon Con people take over a lot of the streets. So.
They do take over a lot of the streets, but there's a lot of people who don't care.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the...
Or irritated with it because there's so many people.
Right, right. Yeah, so there's that. And then also, if you get an elevator... If you need to go up to any floor, you literally get in an elevator.
Any elevator that opens.
You go down to go up, you go up to go down, you get in the elevator, and you also...
You go up a couple flights of stairs to get on elevators, all sorts of stuff.
Well, elevators are like gold tickets. The other problem with them is people will crowd in the elevator. It doesn't matter how much room is left. They will sometimes just like wait for the door open and just like jump in, right? Not often, but sometimes. And I feel really bad for people who have to use elevators because they just get screwed over super bad.
That's why we don't like staying at the host hotel.
Yeah, we don't stay at the host hotel for that.
My first year, I stayed at the host hotel Marriott.
Yeah.
And checking out, we were literally waiting for an elevator because we were on like the 40th floor or something, so we weren't going to try and walk down the stairs with our luggage and stuff. But we were waiting for an elevator for probably like... an hour longer, because all the ones that came up and would open were just full of people because they were doing the whole riding up and then waiting to ride back down.
Yeah.
And so we ended up, the other two people I was with, they had, they took some lighter luggage and went down the stairs. So they like scaled the 40 sets of stairs, and I just waited with like the big luggage and just tried to cram whenever I got the chance, but we were waiting just to check out of our hotel and leave for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's a big reason we don't stay at the Marriott.
They almost missed the bus.
Yeah.
I had to hold the bus for them.
Yeah, that was the year
they were running down the street with their suitcases.
That was the year we took like 43 people in a charter bus down to Dragon Con.
Never again.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
We thought it was going to be a big old party bus, but it was a big old terror bus.
Well, it was the problem with it was we, and by we, I mean me, I scheduled it overnight, right? So, like, we could find more people that would be down because they wouldn't have to like, take that much more of a day off of work. And the overnight kind of worked, except for nobody could sleep, so we were all pretty exhausted. The ride back was way better, but the ride there was pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the second ride was
so hot.
I'm used to it being hot, though, because we used to come down here in, like, the old school van. It was all windows down.
I feel like that was hotter, though, because there's so many people on it. The bathroom I thought I was going to die in.
I must have been in a good spot.
Maybe the back of the bus was just the worst.
It was terrible in the back.
Yeah, because you guys were in the back, right?
And you could smell the bathroom.
Yeah, but the bathroom was gross.
Yeah, let's...
But anyways, let's move on. So, that's Dragon Con in a nutshell. But yeah. I don't know, what else you want to talk about? Talk about cons. From your first one to where we're at now. You want to talk about anything else this week for Wolfgar Wednesdays?
What are your favorite cons, Skilpa?
I went to Lexington Comic Con. That was pretty good. And C2E2 is always pretty fun. My first con was Gen Con, so... kind of have a little soft spot for that con, but I don't go to a whole lot of cons.
Gen Con.
Yeah.
Did you go to game, or did you cosplay, or what was the reasoning, since you said that's one of your favorite cons?
It's my favorite because it was the first one I ever went to, and I cosplayed for the first time, and I met lots of cool people.
What did you cosplay as?
Arkham Asylum Scarecrow, and I made it all myself from scratch, so I was really proud of it.
Sounds awesome. I feel like I've seen that, have I? Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I took it to C2E2 too. Also. C2E2 also.
C2E2 also.
Was that the one that had C2E2? The like syringes?
Yeah, it's the syringe glove.
Yeah, the syringe glove. I remember you that one. I didn't know that was your first costume.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you go to Indiana Comic Con, the very first one?
Possibly. Do you know what year it was?
It was like 5 years ago. 3 years ago, maybe. Somewhere between 3 and 5 years ago.
I always get that and Indiana PopCon mixed up.
Yeah, PopCon.
So
they were both the first year, the first year that they both were was the same year.
Okay, I think I went to probably one of those.
Okay.
Was it when you were at Leonidas?
No, I was Leonidas at Gen Con.
Was that Gen Con?
Yeah.
That was, wasn't it?
As far as Indiana goes, like I said, I went to Chicago. I went to Wizard World Chicago first, and then C2E2. But then Indiana had fun, but we went. People seemed to like it a lot. I met a lot of new people. I met a lot of like brand new friends there, people who were friends. It's where I met Connor Gray. It's where I met a lot of people that I hang out with a lot. And then they had Indie PopCon, which was the same year, but later in the year. And that was a fantastic con. That's where I met Nightmage. That's where I met like EE from
Project Nerd.
And we had a Cause Awesome table at that one. So it was our first table, I think. And no, it was just a blast of a time. So yeah, we did that, and then you know, from then on we always just included both those cons in our rotation.
So
what about you, Quade? What are your favorite cons?
Oh man, I don't have a lot of favorites of things. This is a hard question for me, but
cop out answer.
Yeah, no, I'll go into it. But my favorite con used to always be C2E2 because that was my very first con, which it seems like most people, like, their nostalgic first con is one of their favorite cons. But that's where I met, like, a lot of the cosplayers and the people I know now is attending C2E2 and doing that kind of thing. But also, like I've said before, Dragon Con is my favorite con because it's like a vacation for me, and I'll hopefully never not go kind of thing. We'll see what the future holds, but I tend to enjoy cons that I haven't really been to before too. There's a few that I've been to like one time and I really enjoyed them, because they kind of got me out of my comfort zone and stuff. Like, me and James went to Emerald City, and everyone was just like, it's like a breath of fresh air because things have gotten a little stale in like the Chicagoland, Indiana area, where not necessarily stale, but things have progressed to a different level, and out there it just seemed to be back to the basics about having fun. Everyone was really nice and cool. Photographers were all about taking anyone's photos and just like taking some awesome shots, that type of thing, and it wasn't as business focused, which there's nothing wrong with business focused for photographers and things like that, but it's where we kind of started at, where like you didn't have to worry about, like, not necessarily a paywall, but, like, the thing of entry to work with someone and, like, just have a good time. Like, I don't even care if I got the photos back, but, like, if someone will take your photo and it's not just about business, I understand why that is some way, but, like, you can, like, oh, let's go do a cool shoot and do whatever, and it's not like, oh, but I have to pay you to, like, hang out with you or spend time and, like, do a shoot, if that makes any sense.
That's not really the case, but I understand that, like, there is, with some places and some photographers, there is that, like, that normal initial conversation you need to have, which is, oh, hey, like, do you want to shoot? And if so, like, how's it work? Do you give me back the pictures in some type of, like, proof setting, and then I approve those, and then you edit those, and then how much is it per edit? You know, do I pay for that? Is the session, like, all that stuff.
But so regardless, I feel like I have a good time with photographers that just want to go and take a bunch of photos, and they're not worried about, like, oh, am I getting paid for this, or I'm only taking a certain amount of shots. You know, like, because it's more of an experience for me, and it's not, like, a business transaction, necessarily. Whether you discuss it before or not, somebody's like, oh, yeah, let's go get the best shots we can get kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, we have some friends that are like that, and it's great and awesome. And I enjoy those types of experiences more than, like, it's awesome to get some great shots, but, like, they're different. Like, you can't necessarily
compare. I was about to say, I enjoy both. I enjoy paid shoots are good.
Yeah, compare. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with paid shoots, but, like, when we went to Emerald City, it was real chill. Everyone was like, oh, yeah, let's do some shots, or let's do this or that. And everyone's just really happy and friendly, and it was a good time in a different type of place.
We also partied on the roof of the Hard Rock Cafe.
We did the old welcoming. Everyone was like, yay, as people walked in, and everyone just felt like so good about themselves, like that they were like being welcomed in it. It's just a cool thing every time we do stuff like that, which I don't know. So I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed San Diego Comic-Con because I was like really solo out there. I didn't know that many people, so I had to go out of my box and just like start talking to people and meet random people and just do my thing out there. And I didn't even have a pass, so like it really started me on the path of going to a lot of conventions for the experience and the people around it and not the actual convention. How we talked about how we kind of progressed from going and cosplaying, we're buying passes and we go and cosplay and we're there or whatever, to more like going and experiencing what's happening around the convention for me is kind of like a new experience, and I'd rather just go and meet new people and do fun things out there rather than attend the convention and go buy a bunch of merch and different things or attend panels and things. I'm there more for the people and the things that are happening. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in cosplay. The ones where I travel kind of far are the ones that kind of stand out to me. So, like, even New York Comic Con, because I met a bunch of cool people and got to just explore New York where I never had been to. And I'm going back again this year, and that's why Rachel back here is going to be missing Archon, because she's going to go to New York Comic Con with me. We're only going one day, and then we'll probably explore New York the rest of the time, but I'm looking forward to that. So the cons where I get to travel or do something new or I haven't been to before are kind of the ones I really enjoy. So, yeah.
Yeah. There's one more con I want to mention while we're on the subject, and that is Northwestern Indiana Comic Con. It's pretty small, but it is fantastic. I love how they run it. It's great every year. It's almost always in February, which this year I think it might be in March because C2E2 moved to February. I gotta figure out when it is exactly, but
yeah.
It is near and dear to me as far as like one of my favorite cons. I always recommend it for people at least in the area for like,
or even just starting out,
bringing their first con. Yeah. Anybody that's close, that's great to like bring like people who don't know a whole lot of people in cosplay land but want to go and like meet people and have a good time. The costume contest there is off the hook. It's usually like they bring crazy awesome costumes out to literally Maryville, Indiana, or Cherville, Indiana. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's a good time. It's an awesome con.
Yeah, and it's affordable too, which is hard to say about other cons. People are like, I don't want to spend all this money and then I have to pay for parking, I have to do all this thing. The ticket prices are really cheap.
Parking's free,
and it gives you just kind of a taste of a con. Yeah, that's one of my favorite small cons actually too.
And they have a lot of really good artists, and I've had probably better, and maybe not better, but just more in-depth conversation with artists and random people like that, other people that are vendors and everybody else there than a lot of other places. I'm not sure why, it's just a very welcoming community.
Yeah, for sure. Kind of how we're talking about, like, yeah, Seattle, Emerald City, like, everyone was really friendly and things like that. Yeah, it's definitely, that kind of is the same. Yeah. All right, well, I think we're going to wrap this podcast up. This is about conventions for the most part, but we've been talking for quite a while. But maybe we'll do some more podcasts this weekend. Maybe when we're not in the truck,
yeah,
it's not super loud, and maybe we can get some good quality audio. I know there's some other people that want to do some podcasts this weekend, so maybe we'll get a few different Wolfgar Wednesday podcasts up. But thanks for listening. Thanks everyone for responding to the questions and everything.
Yeah,
it was fun. It's cool. And we'll have to have more answers about conventions next time. Maybe we'll have to go explore some new ones. Figure that out. Hopefully Skillipa has a good time at Dragon Con for the first time. Sweet. Alright. Bye.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Juggling.
thank you guys for listening. So hopefully we can get some more consistent podcasts up, but that was this week's Wolfgar Wednesdays from our trip down to Dragon Con talking about conventions. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you join us next time. Check us out on wolfgarweapons.com, but also just, yeah, stay tuned. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time. Wolfgar.